We take our first look at the Los Angeles Rams presented by Whip Flea. I'm here with Mike Quick, of course. And Mike, I guess the first question is, are the Rams for real, or have they just kind of been under the radar, sneaking up on teams?
I think they're for real because they can play defense, for one. You know, they've got one of the best defensive minds in football coordinating that defense, and Wade Phillips, been around a long time. He's got some talent to work with. And when you can play defense, and they've shown that they can score points. When you can play defense, you can score points. You got to be considered as the real contender.
What are some of the characteristics of that Wade Phillips defense?
They love to attack. That's the one. As long as he's got guys that are going to attack, Wade is going to attack. They've got some decent cover guys that can play man coverage, and that's all he needs. So Wade was around during that whole Buddy Ryan era where all the emphasis was on getting to the quarterback. If they've got two decent corners that can hold up in coverage for 3 seconds on the outside, they're going to blitz people. They're going to zone blitz you. They're going to make sure that they send you some things that you've never seen before, and that will be their formula to try and get at the Carson and disrupt this offense.
Mike, we all think that Fletcher Cox is one of the very special defensive tackles in this league. The Rams believe the same with Aaron Donald, a different kind of defensive tackle. That will be a big challenge for the offensive line.
It always is, and protecting Carson Wentz is going to be the key. You saw in the Seattle game, he was hit too many times. He was harassed too many times. I don't think he ever really got real comfortable in setting his feet, throwing the football, and you saw a lot of missed throws. So that's going to be a big key on Sunday, making sure that Carson is comfortable and clean in the pocket.
For the Eagles' defense, they're going against Jared Goff, who a year ago you would have said, this is going to be an easy one. Now he's been one of the most productive quarterbacks in the league. Why the big jump?
I think it's a couple of things. Having 1 year under in that system under his belt, having Gurley running the football. So he's got a good run game. He's got some talented guys on the outside. Tavon Austin, they use him in a lot of ways, try and get him out in space and get him the football. Sammy Watkins is starting to be a producer on the outside. So they've got a run game. They've got a talented passing game. So when you have that and you can protect him a little bit, he's getting really comfortable and really comfortable in his skin as an NFL quarterback, and it's working for them.
Mike, what do you think, as you've seen the Eagles here in Southern California the last couple of days, how they've responded after the loss in Seattle? You know, things were going along so smoothly for 9 straight games. It's not the same way this week. The atmosphere might be a little different.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's like when the market goes crazy and everybody's buying, but then there's a correction in the market. That's kind of what it is. You know, you get a big loss like that, but then there's a correction. And it gives coaches an opportunity to start coaching these guys up. Too many people around the country patting this team on the back already, talking about this team going to the Super Bowl already. And, you know, Doug Peterson talked about the week of practice last week, which wasn't a good week. The focus wasn't there. Well, hopefully the silver lining is that they'll start to focus a little bit better and they'll get back to playing the style of football. I think you mentioned it earlier. There's been a couple of weeks now that they haven't played their best football. They need to get back to playing their best football.
Mike Quick, Dave Spadaro, that's our first look at the Los Angeles Rams presented by Whip Flea.